Caporushes, a fairy tale from England. There was once a very rich gentleman who had three daughters, and he thought he'd see how fond of him they all were. So he asked the first one, "How much do you love me, my dear?" "Why," she said, "as much as I love my life." "That's good," he replied. He then asked the second one, "How much do you love me, my dear?" "Why, better than all the world," she replied. "That's good," he said. So then he asked the third one, "How much do you love me, my dear?" "Why, I love you as fresh meat loves salt," she told him. Well, that made him angry. "You don't love me at all," he roared, "and in my house you will stay no longer." So he drove her out then and there and shut the door in her face. Well, she went away far and wide till she came to a fen, and there she gathered a lot of rushes and made them into a sort of cloak and hood to cover her from head to toe and to hide her fine clothes. And when she went on and on a little way more, she finally came to a great house. "Do you want a maid?" she asked. "No, we don't," they replied. "I have nowhere to go," she explained, "and I ask no wages, and do any sort of work." "Well," they said, "if you wish to wash the pots and scrape the pans, you may stay." So there she stayed and washed the pots and scraped the pans and did all the dirty work. And because she gave them no name, they called her Caporushes. Well, one day there was to be a great dance a little way off, and the servants were allowed to go and look at the grand folk. Caporushes said she was too tired to go, so she stayed at home. But when they had all gone away, he took off her caporushes and cleaned herself and went to the dance. And no one there was so finely dressed as she. Well, who should be at the dance but her master's son? And what should he do but fall in love with her the minute he saw her? He would not dance with anyone else. But before the dance was done, Caporushes slipped away and went home. And when the other maids came back, she was pretending to be asleep with her Caporushes back on. Well, the next morning they said to her, "You missed a sight, Caporushes." "What was that?" she asked. "Why, the most beautiful lady you've ever seen, dressed fine and grand. The young master never took his eyes off of her." "Well, I should have liked to see her," Caporushes said. "Well, there's to be another dance this evening. Perhaps she'll be there." But come the evening, Caporushes again said she was too tired to go with them. Howsoever, when they were gone, she took off her caporushes once again, cleaned herself, and away she went to the dance. The master's son had been hoping to see her, and he danced with no one else and never took his eyes off of her. But before the dance was over, she slipped away home. And when the maids came back, she pretended to be asleep with her caporushes back on. The next day, again they said to her, "Well, Caporushes, you should have been there to see the lady." There she was again, beautiful and bright and the most finely dressed lady, and young master never took his eyes off of her. "Well, there," she says, "I should have liked to see that. "Well," they said, "there's a dance again this evening, and you must go with us, for she's sure to be there." Well, come that evening, Caporushes said she was too tired to go, and do what they would, she would stay home. But once they were gone, she took off her caporushes, cleaned herself, and away she went to the dance. The master's son was very glad when he saw her. He danced with no one but her and never took his eyes off her. When she wouldn't tell him her name nor where she came from, he gave her a ring and told her if he didn't see her again, he would surely die. Well, before the dance was over, off she slipped back home again. And when the maids came home, she once again pretended to be asleep with her cap of rushes back on. Well, the next day, they said to her, "There, cap of rushes, you didn't come last night, and now you won't see the lady, for there's no more dances." "Well, I should have really liked to have seen her," she replied. The master's son tried every which way he knew to find where the lady had gone. But go where he might and whom he might ask, he never heard anything about her, and he got worse and worse with lovesick, till he had to take to his bed. "Make some gruel for the young master," the grand folk said to the cook. "He's dying for love of the lady." The cook set about making it when Cap of Rushes came in. "What are you doing?" she asked. "I'm going to make some gruel for the young master," said the cook, "for he's dying for love of the lady." "Let me make it," Cap of Rushes offered. Well, the cook wouldn't at first, but at last she said yes, and Cap of Rushes made the gruel. And when she had made it, she slipped the ring into it slyly before the cook took it upstairs. The young man drank it, and when he saw the ring at the bottom, he yelled, "Send for the cook!" So the cook came upstairs. "Who made this gruel?" he asked. "I did," the cook said quickly, for she was very frightened. He looked at her, then said, "No, you didn't. Say who did, and you shan't be in trouble." "Well, then," the cook said, "it was Cap of Rushes." "Send Cap of Rushes here," he replied. So Cap of Rushes came. "Did you make the gruel?" he asked. "Yes, I did," she replied. "Where did you get this ring?" he asked. "From him that gave it to me," she replied. "Who are you then?" the young man asked. "I'll show you," she said. And Cap of Rushes took off her cap and cloak, and there she was in her beautiful clothes. Well, the master's son soon got very well, and they were to be married in a little time. It was a very grand wedding, and everyone was asked from near and far. Cap of Rushes' father was asked, but she never told anybody who she was. Before the wedding, she went to the cook and she said, "I want you to dress every dish without any salt." "That will taste nasty," the cook exclaimed. "It doesn't signify," she replied. "Very well," the cook agreed. Well, the wedding day came and the two were married. And after they were married, all the company sat down for dinner. When they began to eat the meat that was so tasteless that they couldn't eat it. But Cap of Rushes' father tried first one dish and then another till he burst out crying. "What is the matter?" the master asked him. "Oh," he replied, "I had a daughter, and I asked her how much she loved me. And she said, as much as fresh meat loves salt. And I turned her from my house and thought she didn't love me. And now I see she loved me best of all. She may be dead for all I know." "No, father, she is here," said Cap of Rushes. And she ran up to him and put her arms around him. And so they lived happily ever after.